Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is Neshayach. Baruch Hashem. We're continuing our series of Shiurim and Das Chochmul Musar from Goina Musar, Rabbi Yerucham Alevi of the Mir. And Baruch Hashem, if you look on Wikipedia, Stamma, they'll tell you that he died 82 years ago. But they're wrong, because he's Chai V'Kayim. In our hearts, and in our minds, and in our deeds. Baruch Hashem. So we are now on Maimer Hey. We've been going Keseder. There's no reason to break the Seder. And this shir should be Schus L'Nishmas Rav Yober and Pinchas HaLevi. And the Schus HaRav Mordechai Gimbel Ben Chai Avigail. And the title of this maimer is Tevu Lamailam and Atevu Chiluk Madregas Heim. Nature and above nature are different madregas. This is said Motzi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Miketz. As Kol Abriya Makif Rak Dover Echot V'Hu Shmo Yizborach. The whole Bria, the whole creation, is surrounded by one thing, and that's Hashem's name. Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. A pasuk in Zechariah Perik Yotes pasuk. Tes Hamakif Kol Olamos. God's name of one surrounds, encompasses all of the worlds. Kamo Shanormi Benishmas. Adon Kol Tolados, the master of everything that was begat. Bein Tevo, Bein Lamaila Menateva, Sherish Echod Lahem. Whether we're talking about nature or above nature, higher than Tevo. They all have one root. Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam B'Chochma Asisa Nemar Ala Teva Shateva Yichochma Yona. How great are your deeds, God? You all made them with Chochma. This was said, as we say daily in davening, this was said about nature, because nature is divine wisdom. Look in the Torah, Devora Perik Gimel. V'chein Armu Chazal Be'eruv in Daf Kufam Beis Il Molei Nisna Torah Lamadnu Gezel Minimolav Itznius Mechatul. If the Torah had not been given, then we would have learned from an imala, we would have learned from a little ant how not to steal, and we would have learned modesty from a cat. This snius and gezel, which are a divine wisdom, are the nature of the ant and the cat. The beer teva hu hamatana shenosan habore la nivra b'shayas yitzira. So what's nature? The gift that God gave the created being when he was created. The Chazon Ish has a lashon in one of his igros that teva is a rotzon ayoyser masmich el aboyrei olam. That teva is God's constant will. If you see that it's nature, God wants it to, Hashem wants it to be happening every second. Vein zerak min amolav v'chatul levad shenitin latznios v'gezel l'bchol abriya kula. All of the bria has this divine wisdom. Kol mash is sigwa nevroim v'yeshlam v'anu omer malzeh shutev. Everything that the nevroim were able to understand and to comprehend. And they have, and we call this nature, Hu al derech zeh shiachochma yona shabariz barachet b'yavim. It's all God's chochma. This is, I think, how much chochma there is in the world. You go to the public library, you go to the Sifriya Lumit here in Eretz Yisrael, you have hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of svarim, just endless svarim. Today on the internet, how much information is there? In 1 hour, more information is put on the internet than they used to have in the entire encyclopedia on my bookshelf at home. Back in the day, we used to have encyclopedias, you know, these big, heavy encyclopedias on the shelf. Today, constant information, ideas, and new ideas. All of those ideas, all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom, all of the understanding, it's all part of Hashem's wisdom. Hashem knew it all from the beginning. And they're all, and billions of things beyond what people know. And what people have yet to discover, that they will discover. And in Torah, Achaz Kama V'Kama, that's the Chochma Pnimis. And that's all in God's wisdom. How wise is Hashem? Pile plus. I don't want to, you know, say anything about myself. I don't want to be boastful, because I really don't have very much to boast about at all. I try to find those little things and, you know, blow them up. But sometimes I think, like, I have an idea, and then one idea leads to another idea, and I know it's not me, because it's just coming, like they call it in Yiddish, an Einfall. It just falls into your brain. And that idea leads to another idea, and then you associate that to another idea, and then to another idea, and that's how you have 500-page books. And every day you go to the Svarim store and their new Svarim. Literally. Literally every day new Svarim are coming out. Literally as we're speaking now in yeshivas all over the globe, people are being mechadish chedushei Torah. Neared in Lakewood and Brisk, everywhere you go. New ideas in Rashi, a new pshat, a naya pshat in Rashi, a naya kasha in Rabbi Kivega. It's pile plus. And then in nature and in science and in mathematics and sociology, all the chachmas of the world. And that's all a Teva. Well, Torah is not Teva, Torah is above Teva. But I'm just trying to give people a musug of the Chochmah of Hashem. And that this God is following 7 billion people all at once. Every thought, every word, every... Imagine speaking to 4 people at once and trying to follow their thoughts. You have 4 screens in front of you and you're following the 4 screens. You see, the rugged shepherd was a Zagoyin, and he was. He could write shuvahs with both hands at the same time and speak to 4 people in learning. Pretty awesome. The Kodesh Baruch Hu could follow not 4 people and 6 or whatever, let's say 2 with his hand. 7 billion! I'm saying this is obviously just a very tiny gargir katan. If you can imagine a beach and all the sand on the beach, and you imagine one little grain of sand, that's less than 1 grain of sand compared to the Chochmah Elyon and everything I just described. Anyway, back to Rabbi Yerucham. That was a little bit of a timeout for Elchanan. Back to Rabbi Yerucham. And you think of people who are much smarter than me. I mean, my ideas aren't even so great. People are, and all of their brilliance is all just but a not even scratching the iceberg of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's brilliance. Pile plus. That we say that God, you should be blessed on the praise of your handiwork. That we daven, it should be mizborech, it should be misrabe, God's handiwork should be misrabe. This was said about the Teva. That we want that the Chochmah Elyona that was placed in the Teva should be misrabe more and more. I'm saying, just think of the Chochmah that we have sound waves that was coming out of my mouth is going right into your ears, even though you're thousands of miles. Nobody's anywhere near me right now. I'm looking out the window. There are mountains here. Nobody's, I can't see anybody. All as far as my eye can see. Okay, downstairs, my wife and 2 of my daughters, but you can hear me wherever you are. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. Somebody has a little piece of plastic and they're in some jungle in Africa and they could be talking to their stockbroker and then on Madison and 37th. Pillar Plus! Megaita Reus von Kailen, they used to say in the Shtibel. Yotzi me'akelim, just unbelievable. The Chochmah Elyon of Hashem. Ukemo shanoga said, and that's Teva. Ukemo shanoga said Teva al pi klal zeh. Kemo kein oisim shezochu l'anoga shalom ma'ilam and Teva. It's also the ma'ilam and Teva is also like this. Everything they have, umashes sigu banoga became Teva. What was above nature became nature. Moshe Rabbeinu or mitchilei Moshe lam atar mishakhal shenitin lo b'matona. First Moshe Rabbeinu darim lamet ches would learn, and then he would forget until it was given to him as a gift. We find in Chazal a lot of things that were different than Umos HaOlam. We got the Torah as a Matana and it became our Teva. Arav Mavinu she chesed tivo. Arav Mavinu chesed was his nature. He couldn't do it. He couldn't not do chesed. Sometimes I know some people, hard to get them to do chesed. It's hard. It's hard for people. It's hard for people sometimes to step out of themselves and do for somebody else, for yenim. It's hard. Hard to give. It's hard to give your time. It's hard for people to open their homes. Sometimes it's hard. Arav Mavinu was tevo was do chesed. He couldn't take it. It was shlosh achar amila. He was in all this pain. He's running after the guests. Rav Volpe is a beautiful mimer in the Ali Shul. Vayorotz, vayimaher. All these lashonas of running. And this man's 99 years old. Have you ever seen a 99 year old man run? I'm saying we haven't seen so many 99 year old men at all. Right? Usually don't make it. At least I've been noticing a pattern. Not so long ago, the oldest person in the world died. It's not the first time that's happened, Simon. See a pattern developing over here. Maybe it's not Kedai to be the oldest person. In any event, if it wasn't his Teva, he wouldn't have Yisurim are not being able to do Chesed. Titein Emes Liagov Chesed Lavram. A chesed is a matana to Avraham, and it became his teva. And so we see in the midah of in the midah, we see in the Ramban, and the pasuk of Hashem brachas Avraham bakol zomidas a chesed shaitzel Avraham kibas. It was like his daughter midas a chesed. It was part of his teva. Chazal darshan bakol was a bas. It was b'teva. That's how the Ramban learns midas a chesed. The nimtzel fized mashan amrama leizet darbishu lemalam min ateva. Ain't a kavanah she ain't no teva. Misha zachal lemalam min ateva lo lemalam ateva zareu itzol teva. When we say that something is above nature, it doesn't mean that it's not nature. Because if you zochel lemalam min ateva, it becomes by you teva. Vachilik ben teva lemalam min ateva rak b'madjeregas. The difference between teva and above nature and above nature. Our levels, shalamala menateva, machirege yosigdo, it's a higher level. But once you zocher to that machirege, it becomes teva. Ha'emesi, sha'ateva ine gamken chochma yona. Nature is divine wisdom. Ve'atzadikim bikshu shtchar al shmira sateva, kumo shimtsina, v'maisa dudoy me'tzaleya. And the tzadikim asked for shtchar on preserving teva, like we find them by the maisa dudoyim. He points to the Sforno, Bereishis Lamed Tes Zayin. There the Sforno says that they had to do Ishtadlus Tivis. They had to do their regular Ishtadlus in order to have children. Shushai De Shmiris Hateva B'li Shum Kavonis V'yichudim Rak L'Shem Shmiris Hateva. Gam Zulas Ma'ashamu Chazal Kol Menas Echayin L'Toch Gornos Shatamir Echachomim רק על דרך מה שכסב הרמב״ם בביר וכל מסך יהיו לשם שמיים על ידי זה הוא זורך למדרגה יוסר אלויס. Now when you're shomer teva, just לשם שמירס הטבע, so besides the fact that you're doing it לשם שמיים, that you're מנסך גרונו יין לתוך גרונו של תמיד החכמים, that you're acting לשם שמיים. And he points to the רמב״ם in Perek Ches of in Perek Hey of Shmona Prakim, and I don't know what the Rambam says there, so you could look it up yourself and find out. I don't know what he was referring to in this sentence, but Al Yidei Zeh, but that was only parenthetical. But through this, through being Shomer Teva, who Zoichel Madrega Hayoser Elois, he is Zoche to a higher Madrega, the person. It's Shomer Teva L'Shem Shmir Sa Teva, then he's Zocha to above Teva. But you start with Teva. Nature is Hashem's will. So you have to keep Hashem's will, keep nature. And look in Avos to the Chosid Yaivitz on that it says, Imein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. He says, no, Derech Eretz is no Torah. Shai Derech Eretz on a Zocha on a Torah, but the Derech Eretz Yev Shaliskos Bo. Without Derech Eretz, you can't be Zocha to Torah. If your person doesn't work, that's how you understand Derech Eretz in Pashtus. That's Derech Eretz, it's the way of the land, that a person has to have a job. Has he mizocha to Torah? You go b'derech hateva, you get Torah. Without Derech Eretz, you can't be zocha. And then he gives an example of kibud avim. We think that we have the mitzvah of kibud avim because we have a mother and a father, and therefore we have to honor them. But the Bali Musa say, no, it's not true. It's fakert. We have a mitzvah to honor our mother and father, and therefore we were given parents. So you see from here this inyan of teva, and what the source of teva is, the source that we Hashem put this teva in the world for a reason. In order that we can get close to him, that we can guard this teva. So we have parents, we have this teva of parents, in order to be able to preserve this and honor them and revere them. And also it says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Nasata Nasata Ben Muna, that Hashem's going to ask a person at the end of days, was he honest in business? In other words, teva. Person's involved in Masumata, and a person's involved in business. which is teva. So now he has to preserve that teva and be honest in business. He has to treat the teva right. And through this, a person gets emunah, even more than learning choshen mishpat. That's what we have to do. We have this teva, and that's how we get the Torah. That's how we keep the Torah. So we, through this teva of derech eretz, of getting a job, making a parnasa, we have Torah. And through the teva of being mechabed our parents, we keeping the Torah. And because we have this teva of our parents, and through being mechabed them, we get close to Hashem. So Hashem puts all of this teva in the world in order to get close to Him. As it starts, the goal is that we have to be close to Hashem. And therefore Hashem made this teva, He made the kibud avim, He made derech eretz, in order that we should become closer to Him and serve Him better. If a person is shomer al teva, if he preserves teva, guards teva, then he's zochel madreig of lamalam min teva. V'zeil shematzino b'Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was very medakdik in kiyum teva, and that's why he sent a gift to Esav, which was kiyum teva. Like the Ramban says, to teach you shein somchem al neis, and he also made revach bein eder leeder. And how to speak to Esav. So there's a lot of teva in the world, and we have to learn what the teva is in order to get the most out of the world. So when a person is learning how to speak to other people, today what they call emotional intelligence, and they say emotional intelligence is going to determine how successful you are at work. And a person is going to say, no, it's Sheker, Hashem determines how successful you are at work. So the teretz is that Hashem determines how successful you are at work if you're shomer ala teva. A person has to be shomer ala teva. So a person goes to work, and the customer comes into the store, and he says, how much is this and this cost? And the guy who owns the store says, get out of my store and go on a diet. Nah. So that's not a good way to have customers. And he says, oh, it's all from Hashem. Of course it's all from Hashem. But Hashem said there are rules, there's teva in the world. A person has to keep teva. The person says, I'm going to smoke, but Hashem can keep me alive as long as He wants. Of course Hashem can keep you alive as long as He wants. But there's teva. And smoke destroys your lungs, lo aleinu. So a person has to keep teva. A person keeps teva. He's ochel lamalam min teva. And then he brings the example of Yosef, but Tzadik, who said twice, kizchartani vizkartani. He asked to be remembered. He asked Sar Mashkin to remember him. Yosef had to do everything he can in order to be saved. You have to work within teva. And that's why Chazal said about him, that fortunate is a man who puts his faith in Hashem and he doesn't turn to all these false ones who don't help him. And that was Yosef, because Yosef believed in God. He did teva, just it wasn't b'shleimus. He didn't have shleimus of bitachon. Like the Balei Musar would say, he shouldn't have asked twice, should have only asked once. But the avad, you have to work within teva. Just like by Yaakov, who sent the Doron to Esav. And Yaakov Avinu prepared himself with three things, Doron tefillah, Nulchama, which is kiyum teva b'shleimusa. And he was even ready to be Meiser Nefesh. And then if you do everything you can, then you can go to Malam and Atev. They say in sports, he gave 110%. How can he give 110%? It's very simple. You give 100%, and then Hashem adds on 10. Hashem makes you above Teva. And Mesiris Nefesh, the Rav Yerucham says, is also Teva. Like we find that servants are Moser Nefesh for their masters. Avram Avinu threw himself into the Kivshan Aish, into the burning furnace, because of his seichel without a tzivui of Hashem, he wasn't zochah yet to nevuah. So he did mesiris nefesh, and then he was zochah to above teva. And that's pshat in the Bach in the name of the Maharam that we mentioned in a previous maimer about Chanukah, that they were misrasha, the Jews got weak in avoda, and they had all these zeros on them, and they were moser nefesh. Hashem saved them. That was, they didn't have mesiris nefesh. And then the Zchus Mesiris Nefesh, Hashem took them l'malo min ha-teva. That's what we mentioned also in an earlier Maimer, that the Nevi'im, when they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, they were Moser Nefesh for Ruach HaKodesh. they would cast away their bodies and their taivas, because when they wanted to be masig ruach hakodesh, that's lamala min hateva. The derech to be masig ruach hakodesh is mesiris nefesh. Which is the k'tse hadarga, that's the end of the madrega, like the tip of the madrega with which we're zeicha to ezer eloiki. So that, sweet friends, is our avoda. Our avoda is to be moser nefesh, to give our all, to give 100%, and then the schus of us giving our all, Hashem will take us above teva. So we work within teva, and then Hashem takes us above teva. That's the message of this maimer. Baruch Hashem, big yisod and avodas Hashem, we should be zeicha to see nisim. Then it flows, l'mal mi'derech ha'teva, and the schus of our mesirus nefesh. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.